ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. We've heard for the first time from the special prosecutor leading an investigation which led to a federal indictment of former President Trump.
Special counsel Jack Smith made it clear he and the attorney general were not the authorities charging former President Trump.
This indictment was voted by a grand jury of citizens in the Southern District of Florida. And I invite everyone to read it in full to understand the scope and the gravity of the crimes charged.
Jack Smith is the top prosecutor in this 38-count indictment that details the crimes he's being charged with. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Mr. Trump is due to appear in Miami federal court on Tuesday. The president and the first lady visited newly renamed Fort Liberty, North Carolina, where he signed an executive order to expand employment and economic opportunities for military families. There wasn't much movement in the markets on Friday, but there was enough to hit a couple milestones. The S&P now in a bear market. This is ABC News. A court appearance in Birmingham, Alabama for Joran Vandersloot, the prime suspect in the unsolved 2005 disappearance of American teenager Natalie Holloway, answered to charges of extortion and wire fraud.
Natalie Holloway's mother, Beth Holloway, looked on as Joran Vandersloot, who's accused of trying to extort her, walked into the courtroom. Her spokesman, George Seymour.
I think her reaction was just relief, you know, that we're finally here. It's been a long process. It's been 18 years in the making.
Vandersloot, a Dutch citizen, chose not to use an interpreter in court, saying, "My English is perfect." Pleading not guilty to charges, he tried to extort money from the Holloways in exchange for information about where the body of their daughter could be found. Dave Packer, ABC News.
He's done. Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson resigned as a lawmaker now that he says he's learned he's going to be sanctioned for making misleading statements to Parliament about gatherings held during the COVID-19 pandemic. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
This is Rummage Sale Ruth, and I love rummage sale deals. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now at 609-949-8989. That's 609-949-8989. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. Bye now.
It's not just about the barrels in construction. Highway projects are community investments. So do your part. Stay alert, eliminate distractions, and mind your speed. Every driver makes a difference. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo!
Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
We think it has to do
with changing levels of hormones. So it's not so much about just losing the hormones, but our ovaries are kind of sputtering as we're getting older. And sometimes they're just like, you know, here's a lot of estrogen. Now you get no estrogen.
Now I'm just going to have this vision of my ovaries yelling at each other.
Ethel!
It's your
Ethel,
turn.
Calm down. What are you doing over there?
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The idea that they're going to basically take this once-in-a-lifetime surplus, they're going to just throw that money away as a giveaway to the wealthiest corporations and individuals.
One of the best jokes I heard last Christmas was, let your kids believe in Santa Claus. There's grown men out there who still believe in trickle-down economics.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know that.
I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill-seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Do you know what splooting is? If you Google squirrels splooting, it's like they're just face planted directly on the pavement.
Splooting.
Splooting.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Welcome to the noon hour of, not the 11 o'clock hour of As Goes Wisconsin.
Still getting used to these new hours.
Still getting used to it. This was the first week that we have been on from 10 to 12 across the Civic Media Network instead of 11 to 2. I still have a bunch of social media things I have to update so that we have the right times,
yes.
When we're promoting the show.
Yes.
But there's a lot of details to go double check. But I actually... during the break, I got a bit of news, Jane Badnair.
You did?
I got a bit of news from a friend of mine who texted me that said, hey, do you know that you're up for Best Radio Personality on Milwaukee Magazine, Best of Milwaukee?
Wow!
And I was like, no, I did not, especially since Chris Drosner... executive editor
was here
of Milwaukee Magazine was here yesterday. And so it's like he did not inform me that I was included in that.
Wow, well, congratulations.
And so if you would like to vote, I guess even if you don't live in Milwaukee, but if you would like to vote for Milwaukee Magazine's 2023 Reader's Choice Awards, I go to vote.milwaukeemag.com. And there's probably a ton of different things that you vote for food and drink and recreation and services and stuff like that. But voting is open until June 11th. And winners are going to be announced in September issue of Milwaukee Magazine. I have not, because we came back from break, I've not seen who else is included in other radio personalities that are up for it. It is an honor, I sound so cheesy, but it is an honor just to be nominated, considering this is, we're not even a year in yet, as far until, July 5th will be the year anniversary of this show, but I'll take the publicity to have, people voting, and so I'm hoping enough people will fill out that survey and vote and say who the hell is Kristen Bry, and then maybe let's check out the show. But I feel that is very exciting.
That's really exciting.
That's really cool.
Well done, my friend.
Thank you. Well, are we are we good? I think we're waiting for our next guest to join us. This was back in, I want to say, February, that the food share benefits, also known as SNAP, were abruptly coming to an end. There was an extension during COVID for extra benefits, and pretty abruptly, there was a vote to end those benefits. And we had talked to Sherry Tussler from Hunger Task Force back right before that was going to go into effect and kind of the predictions of how bad that was going to be for how many people across Wisconsin. And so since it's been a couple months and we've gone through the debt ceiling negotiations, we're going through Wisconsin budget negotiations, I thought we would have Sherry Tussler back on the show to talk about where we're at with, this is put it bluntly, hunger in Wisconsin. So welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin, Sherry.
It's great to be here.
So I guess, like I just said, the last time we talked, it was kind of pending and there was a lot of speculation of how bad it was going to be. And I guess in the months since the extension for food shares happened, what has it been like for you guys and across the state for other food banks?
Well, we're starting to see an increase in demand for emergency food from food pantries. And so people who were previously shopping at the grocery store and buying the foods that they preferred now have to stand in line and beg for help again. About a 15% increase in the month of April over March, which was actually when the emergency allotments ended. I was at public housing today and met a gentleman who said, how do I sign up for some other kind of help because I don't have any money on my Quest card anymore? It's going to be bad.
It's bad. And has there been, because I know the last time we talked as far as conversations for what could be done with the state budget and as we see headline after headline roll out as far as what is getting cut from this, that, and the other, has there been any progress there as far as silver linings of stuff that may help for people when it comes to
no?
Okay.
The governor budgeted $20 million for what he called the Food Security Initiative, and that would have been in the state agency that is the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. And we were promised by conservative Republicans that dominate that committee that a funding bill would go through so that we could fund the Badger Box program across the state. And at the last minute, they pulled that out. And so the Badger Box has also been zeroed.
And remind people what the Badger Box was going to be or is.
Well, it has been a box of all Wisconsin foods, a commodity box of foods, where we purchase foods using CARES and ARPA dollars from Wisconsin farmers, food producers, and food cooperatives. And we have them aggregated into a box and delivered to 17 different communities, rural, urban, remote, indigenous, across the state, in order to address hunger needs in those communities. And it was incredibly well received. People loved the Badger Box.
Yeah.
And it not only helped hungry people, it helped farmers.
I was going to ask you, Sherry, what did the farmers who were involved in that say about this program?
They're dismayed. They're upset. And the crazy part is some of the people that were on the committee are farmers themselves. And so farmers voted to defund farmers during that vote.
And this is the thing that when you are in these conversations, do they ever give you a reason or is it just the rug gets pulled out from underneath you that it's like, well, this is not going to happen?
As we understand it, there's a specific person on the Joint Finance Committee that looks at a specific budget. In this particular case, it was a gentleman named Tony Kurtz, and he would give the thumbs up or thumbs down to something like the Badger Box, and he gave it the thumbs down. No one's giving us any reason why they voted against it, even though so many of them said that they would vote for it. So we are left standing going, you know, where's the democracy? Where's the transparency? Where's the explanation? Where's even an understanding that you could give to the consumers or the business people that we're buying the food from? And there's no explanation.
Because when you explain what the Badger Box is and how it's a win-win in so many different ways, because it's all food products from Wisconsin that is supporting Wisconsin businesses, supporting Wisconsin farmers, going to people who need food. Again, I said this in the first hour, like it just kind of boggles the mind of like, why, how can you be against this? This is a nonpartisan thing. Like feeding people and supporting businesses is nonpartisan, is it not? And so I guess
it became partisan because it was something that they viewed was supported by the governor. And it was ARPA dollars. And they said that anything that had previously been funded using ARPA dollars was going to be dead on arrival. Which, you know, honestly, like, the pandemic was terrible, but some good things came out of it.
Yeah. And so, as far as moving forward, because obviously you don't just throw your hands up in the air and say, well, that's it. So what are some of the initiatives and projects, knowing that this funding is not coming through, knowing that the extensions for the food share program has been month two or three since that's been shorted? What are some of the plans as far as and priorities for Hunger Task Force for the rest of the year?
Well, we're not going to give up on that Badger Box because we've been turned down by state government, but it seems like the federal government could fund it. And honestly, the kinds of commodities that we get at our food bank that come from the USDA and the Commodity Credit Corporation are things, you know, from other states. We believe that we could do the Badger Box much more cheaply right here in our state with foods from Wisconsin and create a local food system, which is what the Biden administration has been talking about since they took office. And so we're starting a letter writing campaign to Secretary Vilsack to ask him to do a carve out so that we can continue the Badger Box. We're literally saying, could you please just give us the money that you waste?
And how much money would it take?
$36 million over 2 years.
Okay. Well, is there anything that our listeners can do to help?
Yeah. They could call Baldwin's office.
Okay.
They could call Secretary Vilsack's office. They could reach out to the USDA and demand why a locally successful commodity program with a smaller footprint and a greener approach can't be funded. And they should demand some equity for Wisconsin farmers.
And Sherry, I can't even imagine your frustration after being told that, yep, we're all behind this. And then all of a sudden, zip, we're not. And as you said, without any explanation, which just tells me that this was not justifiable and they just don't have a way to justify this decision.
It is super frustrating. I've been doing this work for 25 years now. And I guess I'm never surprised at the ignorance of elected officials when they just go about their business and don't care about their constituents. But this one was hard. It was really hard.
Well, to not end on a totally sad note, I did see that yesterday the Bucks and Cousin Subs had a campaign that raised more than $20,000 for you guys.
They surely did.
That's some good news. It's not
$36
million, but it's something.
$150,000 for us. Yeah. You know, and it really does take, you know, all of those contributions from individuals, corporations, foundations to make a difference in terms of feeding the hungry. And so I also want to give a shout out, not just end on a sad note and say our donors have been great. People have supported us. We've got lots of great friends all over the community and now in the state of Wisconsin. So if you've supported hunger relief over the last couple of 3 years, thank you very much.
Absolutely. And I'll put all the stuff for Hunger Task Force in the show notes today as far as donations and things you can do to help or donate to Hunger Task Force, because it is so important. And I just thought it was important to give people an update, because I know when we talked about it last, we knew it was coming. And then there was very little talked about what's happened since. And so even though it is not good news and it is hard, I'm so grateful to have you give us an update on what's going on. And so your open door to come out whenever you want, Sherry, because this is a really important issue that touches a lot of things and a lot of people.
All right. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, of course. Have a great day. Thank you for your work. Sherry Tussler is the executive director of Hunger Task Force and has been since 1997. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back in just a minute.
Soon you'll be there. Because that's what friends are supposed to do, oh yeah. Ooh, ooh, ooh. You can count on me.
Knucklehead CBD and Vapes is now online at knuckleheads.shop. Step into your favorite smoke shop without leaving your home. Find grinders, papers, Delta 8, and more, all from your computer or phone. With free shipping on all orders over $50, you'll be sure to find exactly what you like. You can also order for in-store pickup, so there's no wait. Knucklehead CBD and Vapes, located at 520 State Street in Madison. Order online today at knuckleheads.shop. With free shipping on all orders over $50, you'll be sure to find exactly what you like.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Woo-hoo! Starting at 6 AM, the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear skies and quiet overnight with a low of 56. Winds out of the southwest, around 5 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 76. Overcast tomorrow night. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows around 51. Turning much cooler Sunday and Monday with highs from the low 60s to the mid 60s. Chance for scattered storms Sunday. Chance for scattered showers on Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 62.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW. This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on WGBW.
ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. We've heard for the first time from the special prosecutor leading an investigation which led to a federal indictment of former President Trump.
Special counsel Jack Smith made it clear he and the attorney general were not the authorities charging former President Trump.
This indictment was voted by a grand jury of citizens in the Southern District of Florida. And I invite everyone to read it in full to understand the scope and the gravity of the crimes charged.
Jack Smith is the top prosecutor in this 38-count indictment that details the crimes he's being charged with. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Mr. Trump is due to appear in Miami federal court on Tuesday. The president and the first lady visited newly renamed Fort Liberty, North Carolina, where he signed an executive order to expand employment and economic opportunities for military families. There wasn't much movement in the markets on Friday, but there was enough to hit a couple milestones. The S&P now in a bear market. This is ABC News.
Boat Hustle is building out the best fiber network in rural Wisconsin to deliver ultra-fast fiber internet where others can't or won't. Based in Wisconsin and backed by local support, Boat Hustle is bringing fiber internet services to your area at an honest price without any contracts or data caps. Call 877-227-0924. That's 877-227-0924. Or visit btussle.com and get connected with Bug Tussle today for internet, cellular, and entertainment.
When snack time rolls around, don't settle for the same old. Spice it up with Emmanuel's Mix. Imagine this. Corn rice cereal, pretzels, and mammoth pecans, plus a unique coating that perfectly melts sweet and salty. Emmanuel's Mix Spicy Blend even won first place in the Grand Champion Eats and Treats competition at the Wisconsin State Fair. Now that's tasty. A proud member of Something Special from Wisconsin and served on the sweet level of Fiserv Forum. Emmanuel's Mix. Log on to emmanuelsmix.com. That's emmanuelsmix.com. And get snacking.
At Lakeland Care, we build better lives. Located right here in northeastern Wisconsin, our staff lives and works in the areas we serve. Offering public and private care management options, we have a strong track record of success in helping members of our community live their happiest, healthiest, and most independent lives. Beyond care management, we now offer consulting, coaching, and training for individuals and organizations. Where you need us, when you need us, we're on your team. Visit lakelandcareinc.com to learn more.
are.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trygve Olson has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trygve Olson has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear skies and quiet overnight with a low of 56. Winds out of the southwest, around 5 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 76. Overcast tomorrow night. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows around 51. Turning much cooler Sunday and Monday with highs from the low 60s to the mid 60s. Chance for scattered storms Sunday. Chance for scattered showers on Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 61.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISVRAP, that's 833-947-8727, or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC.